The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
With me on the line now is Vic Sports CEO Lisa Harsker. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for being on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you've got some awards coming up for the 2020 Victorian Sport Awards, and I'd imagine it's going to look quite different this year in terms of what you're acknowledging.
Yes, it will. Given the 2020 that we've all lived through, it'll be very different. We're proud to present these awards each year in consultation with the Victorian Government, and we usually celebrate about 19 or 20 awards. This year we'll only be doing 8, but they'll be very special. And back to your point about different things that sports did during COVID, we'll certainly be highlighting those and rewarding sports and councils and recreation organisations for the interesting things they did during COVID to maintain contact with all our participants and competitors in sport in Victoria.
So I believe the nominations opened yesterday, is that right?
They did, and we've had quite a few nominations already. They're open for about a month's time, so we're encouraging clubs, associations, state sporting organisations, recreation organisations, councils to put in for the awards, some of which are initiatives that would have happened over COVID. Some reward volunteers. We've got a media coverage award. We've got an inclusion award. And we then always each year reward the Sports Administrator of the Year, and particularly people that have done some amazing work over COVID. And then our main award each year is the Victorian State Government Outstanding Contribution to Sport Award, which doesn't necessarily have to be for work only in 2020, but that usually goes to someone that has worked in and contributed to sport over a number of years. So last year it was golfer Peter Thompson. The year before it was Susan Alberti for her work in AFLW in particular. So it'll be really exciting to get this happening in May. It's a bit later than usual, but we're really excited to reward sport and really make it a celebration of the fact that we're back.
And will the event be a gala dinner or will it be via Zoom? How are you going to factor in all the COVID restrictions?
Yes, it's a good question. We're planning for our usual face-to-face kind of celebration, which is a cocktail party and a sit-down awards presentation. But we're also planning for the fact that, given the uncertainty and the fact that rules change all the time, we might not be able to do that. So we always live stream the event, but we're planning that might be the way that we get the information out to people if need be. But fingers crossed we'll be in a room together celebrating with COVID safe rules and congratulating everyone on getting sport back up and running in 2020.
Just talk us through the nomination process and then what happens once someone submits a nomination. How does that then end up with you deciding who to award?
Yeah, look, it's a really easy process. You jump on the Vic Sport website at vicsport.com.au. There's an award section there. You can fill in a very easy online form to nominate people. Often people nominate people that have already been awarded in their particular sport and their awards during the year, and they put them up for the kind of state award. Then what happens is we collect all those nominations. We have awards panels that go through those nominations and decide on 4 finalists and a winner. And then we present those finalists and ultimately the winner on the night on the 25th of May. So exciting times coming up.
You've got some great examples of how sport has adapted to COVID-19. And I see one of them is with Basketball Victoria and how they managed to overcome the fact that we couldn't have people gathering on basketball courts.
Yes, look, Basketball Victoria and, you know, hockey and VIS and gymnastics did some fantastic things. But Basketball Victoria did encourage people to film them doing their kind of trick shots at home with their local home hoop and, you know, showed those off on social media. So you're really proud of the way sport engaged their members in a time when they couldn't get them out on the park or the court and keep them engaged, so when we got started again they could get back to their sport really quickly. So it's been an amazing piece of work as a whole from sport and recreation activities, and we're looking forward to celebrating that and thanking everyone for getting us back on the park.
I suppose more broadly it shows that you don't always need just the fanciest equipment or, you know, a big stadium to have sport. You can do it quite locally and still get people talking and get people out and about.
Yeah, and I think we've kind of learned a lot and moved more into the digital space in sport to do exactly that and show it off. and give ideas to people and have head coaches give tips and tricks while people are stuck at home. So it just proves that we can do things differently and come out the other end with a positive result.
How is grassroots sport going? Because I know there were some real concerns about the viability of it, given that they haven't been able to run a lot of their events and fundraisers. Are they back on track now, or is there still some real concerns about their ongoing viability?
I think the concerns have been, you know, there, obviously, and we were always wondering in COVID what was going to happen. But the numbers coming back and the activities and the volunteers heading back has been really positive. So it'll be interesting to see what the actual numbers are at the end of our summer season and then what happens in the winter season. But it's been really encouraging. People have come back in their droves and had successful, now heading to successful state championships in the next couple of months. So fingers crossed that continues and we continue to see sport and recreation grow and go from strength to strength.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed. Well, maybe just give us one more reminder as to where people can go if they wish to nominate someone.
Yeah, please nominate people for Sport and Recreation, the Victorian Sport Awards. Head to the Vic Sport website, vicsport.com.au, and we welcome nominations from every single sport and recreation activity to highlight the great work that's been done in 2020. Thank you, everyone.
Well, thanks so much for being on the program, and we may have you on closer to the time to hear about how things go.
Fantastic. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good on you. Vic Sport CEO Lisa Hasker with us there.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.